Tina is a nice Greek girl who wants to marry a nice Macedonian boy. The problem is, the churches can't quite agree on how the service should go. Tina's just about had it up to Pussy's bow with the bickering. And that's when she gets a call from a Greek bishop called Bigotitis.
Hello, Tina speaking.
Tina, my name is Dimitri Bigotitis. I'm calling to discuss the issue of your pending marriage.
Right.
To the Macedonian gentleman, yes. So
I thought this was sorted out with my father last week. Is this correct or not?
No. Where did you think the situation was?
I thought the situation was that we were free to get married in a Macedonian Orthodox church.
Yes.
And then we could have a blessing in a Greek church.
Yes. Well, the Archbishop has decided that no.
That no?
That would be a slap to his face.
That would be a slap to his face. I want nothing to do with a Greek church from here on in.
Well, just a minute.
No. What's in just a minute? Αυτό που κάνετε είναι ντροπή.
I beg
you. Ένα λεπτό να μιλήσετε με... Να μην σας βρίσω κιόλας.
Oh! I figured it was something bad, so I just went, oh! So Dimitri Bigotitis called up again.
Yeah. Hello, Tina speaking.
Yes, hello, Tina. It is Dimitri Bigotitis here.
Yeah.
You are marrying a Macedonian in the Macedonian church, which is...
That's correct.
The Archbishop has said that is quite a slight.
That's fine. I really don't care what the Archbishop says.
Why are you marrying someone from Macedonia? Well, you know, couldn't you do a bit better?
A bit better?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, maybe a nice Greek boy.
A nice Greek boy?
Yes.
I like my Macedonian boy a lot better than any nice Greek boy. How's that?
Well, I don't think that's so good.
I don't think it's any of your business.
Well, you know, the Macedonian boys, they smell a bit more. You know, they're mongrel.
Oh, they're mongrels, are they? You've done a survey.
Well, no, but you know...
Is this scientifically proven, or...?
Oh, come on, you know what I'm talking about.
Look, I'm at the point where I'm going to lose my temper.
Well, you can...
I really don't see how this is any of your business.
Well, would you rather...
Don't talk over me. If this is the stance that the Greek Orthodox Church wants to take...
Listen here.
That's fine.
Don't talk to someone from the church like I'm a child, okay?
Excuse me? Who are you? God?
Now, you listen to me. If you want to marry some scumbag, okay, that is fine.
How dare you speak like that?
How dare you hold the church with such little respect? You go and marry some hairy galoot.
Go to hell, how's that?
Oh!
She's fiery.
Jeez.
As you would be with your wedding coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets better.
Hello, Tina speaking.
You don't hang up on me and not live to regret it.
Seriously?
What?
Go to hell. I don't want to have a bar to do with the Greek church or with you, you uneducated piece of...
Goodness me.
Angry. She's in a bad mood.
But she keeps answering her phone. I don't get that. But I'm glad she does.
Tina speaking.
If you hang up on me a third time, you will live to regret it, okay?
What are you going to do?
Well, I tell you what, you may have picked up the Macedonian manners, right?
Excuse me, enough with the Macedonian manners and the Macedonian dirty and the Macedonian smelly.
It's quite clear that you've caught
it. What makes you so superior? Oh, you're going to make me swear.
You're speaking to the man from the church with the tongue of a pig.
No, you've got the tongue of a pig, sunshine, not me.
Listen, you're the one who started with the insults.
I started with the insults.
I tell you this.
Look, from what I can recall, you're the one who started with the insults by insulting my fiancé. Look, I really don't want to talk to you. There's nothing more to discuss.
Well, there is one thing to discuss. It's why you are cheapening yourself and the whole Greek culture by marrying some kind of donkey.
Oh, now I'm marrying a donkey. How about this, you dumb go to hell.
Oh, we like it.
Oh, Tina.
Meanwhile, her sister, who copped this months ago, is enjoying it like a mad woman in the background. So we better let everyone in now.
Yes, what now?
You're one crazy mole, I tell you.
I'm one crazy mole.
Yes, there is one thing you need to know.
What's that?
Do you remember when you got your sister Penny with the gotcha call?
Yes, I do.
Well, this is Matt Tilley from The Fox paying you back again.
You're an
You got a little bit worked up there, my girl.
I did. I'm supposed to be calm on his family.
You're not
supposed to talk about my fiancé like that.
Well, all I did was call him a donkey.
Yeah, a donkey, a mongrel.
You call me a dumb
You deserved it.